If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber.
That's my dad.
Hello! Underpants?
That is hilarious.
You should mouth do. Rate and review this podcast while my daddy will go into a deep depression. Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber. Yeah.
Boom. Welcome to Grown Dad Business. This is Aaron Kleiber. I'm coming from the beautiful neighborhood of Regent Square in Pittsburgh with fellow dad friend Jason Clark.
Good morning. Good afternoon. It's morning now. It's morning here.
Is it morning?
It's morning still.
It's morning. Yeah, it's morning. You know, this is not the first episode after the election. Last week, I posted my episode with Carlos Rodriguez. Check that out. Really funny dude.
Great episode, by
from
the
Sacramento.
Way.
He talks about coming up in a broken Latino family and
The hustle story.
The hustle story. Jason and I have some really good hustle stories, but Carlos has an amazing
that was a monopoly
movie ticket
that,
hustle.
That's a monopoly.
That blew my mind. Go check that out.
You have to listen to that.
Yeah, and then me and Jason, before that, we did a Halloween episode. We talked about Halloween candy, and we both got sick and got headaches from Halloween candy, so that's fun. But today, Jason and I are eating again.
We're not the food guys. We're outside.
You're gonna hear cars and stuff, and horns beeping, and a grown man with beer in his pocket. I just saw this guy put beers in his pocket. This is a fun little neighborhood.
Yeah.
But yeah, Grown Dad Business. Did I say Grown Man Business or Grown Dad Business?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. The name of my
intro.
Album is Grown Man Business. This is Grown Dad Business. Okay, so he's hanging out posters, but he also has beers in his pocket. I love this guy. Just for the road, you know what I mean? He's got work to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you do what you got to do. Make the day go through.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got it going on.
You need electrolytes.
Carbs. He's got carbs.
So, oh man, this dude has a whole bag of trash. I'm just looking around this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a great breakfast today, and we're not the food guys.
No,
we don't
want to be the food
guys.
We're
not trying to do that. Today, we had breakfast at an amazing square cafe in Regent Square area of Pittsburgh. You may know it as a famous movie location in Pittsburgh as the theater scene in Captain Blasto, that huge independent film that was made here over 10 years ago, starring a little-known star, Aaron Kleiber and Chris Prexta and Kurt Wooten. A.K.A. Pittsburgh Dad Guys. Anyway, I think it's so silly. Well, I mean, every time I drive past here, I was like, oh, we spent days here. We also filmed that movie theater scene one day where we were all set up. It's a huge, huge, huge scene. If you want to watch Captain Blasto, it's on YouTube. We didn't have enough extras show up.
Okay.
We had to cancel. Like, we had a whole film crew set up to film, and there was only, like, 20 people there to be in the audience of the movie theater. And we had to, like, postpone it for 2 weeks and actually get, like, 100 people
there.
That
was at the theater here.
That was at Regent Theater.
Regent Theater.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't remember that scene, though.
Yeah, it's the movie theater heist.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. First fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, dude. That's where we unveil Professor Fandango. That was before Fandango, the website, by the way. So, anywho, Jason and I had an amazing breakfast at Square Cafe because Jason loves corned beef hash.
Yeah.
And we took to Facebook and...
sort of to break the monotony.
You know, lo and behold, Rick Seaback, our friend... was the first person to respond. I knew I could. Well, it was funny because I hit up Rick first and then posted it on Facebook like 10 minutes later. And instead of texting me back, he just went to task publicly and was like, let's talk about this.
He swooped in like the godfather of diners.
Yeah, and if you don't know Rick, Rick is a, I mean, gosh, he is the documentarian.
Tarian.
He is the documentarian of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And PBS.
Beyond.
He has amazing Emmy-winning documentaries about food and diners and travel and amusement parks and pretty amazing. So you can check Rick Seebeck's stuff out. You just Google him. You'll find all his stuff. Yeah. But
just
you know,
a great guy.
But he loves food, too. He knows his spots for food. And Square Cafe had really bomb corned beef hash.
It was good.
Like
it
bomb.
Was really good. It was the concern was getting thrown out there that we were going to run into some canned choices from some different diners.
My friend comedian Andy Picaro, originally from New York and New Jersey, you know, he's like, Pittsburgh garbage.
His response was, get in your car and leave Pittsburgh.
Yeah, right. but I tell you what, man, I got to bring Andy here because this was good.
Yeah, it was good. It was the dish. It was not a side.
No, they were like, no, there's no side.
Yeah, I tried to order a side of hash.
You can't order a side of steak.
She looked at me weird. Yeah, no, that's what that was like.
I mean, you can't at Applebee's, probably.
Get
$3.99, you get a steak spritzer.
On the side, a little side.
You get a little side dish of steak spritzer. Yeah. Or whatever, I don't know.
I don't know. But no, it was delicious. It was,
having some coffee.
You know, a little mix of the little fingerling potatoes. Fingerlings?
Ooh.
Fingerlings.
That's our new improv duo.
Yeah.
The fingerlings.
The fingerlings.
Grab them by the fingerlings. No, but you may have noticed that it's like, why aren't these dads talking about politics?
No.
I'm not ready.
No.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready to talk about politics.
We met over some sandwiches the next night
you know,
and just sort of talked real quick. And
there's a lot of things to say, and I think a lot of those things have been said a million times over on Facebook. And, you know, frankly, I have to tell you right now, I apologize for my Facebook feed.
He's out of control.
It's a little out of control.
I unfollowed you for
about
3 days because I had to break. I had to get a break from you.
Did you really unfollow me?
No, I didn't. That was just for entertainment purposes.
That made me really, like, actually, that hit me hard right there.
Yeah. You were just at the top of every time I opened Facebook on my phone. Aaron Clabber's at the top of my feed.
Well, you know, I apologize. I'm
but
passionate.
Good reads. No, you posted some great think pieces. I got to give it there.
I tell you what, man.
I had a detox.
I read a lot of news. A lot of news. And, you know, I'm not one of those, you know, people that are just a passionate sharing, you know, person where I'm just like sharing stuff on Facebook nonstop.
Right.
I read everything. I read every article. I mean, I spend...
Yeah, you're definitely not headline posting. You're not headline posting.
I mean, that's the thing.
And that's a lot of people got themselves. And again, we're not going to go down that route. But a lot of people got themselves into like posting some
it's
things.
It's just like,
headline grabbers.
Well,
it's not good.
It's like, oh, is this a left wing article? Post.
Yeah.
Is this a right wing article? Post.
Yeah.
You know, no. You really got to. I mean, it's important that, you know, you're reading it and, you know, you're discerning what's, you know.
Yeah. But we're not talking politics. We're not talking politics. And that was part of the whole break and all of that is where we were just like, hey, we're going to do our podcast.
Well,
and what do you want to do? And let's talk about corned beef hash. And
we'll talk about more about corned beef hash, more about breakfast.
Yeah.
But first, we just want to give a shout out for what's going on this month. I got a lot of shows coming up in the next month and a half. This week, as we speak, I'm at the Syracuse Funny Bone. Thursday through Sunday, November 17th through the 20th. Thursday, November 17th and Sunday the 20th, I am headlining the Syracuse Funny Bone. And then Friday and Saturday, I'm featuring with Colin Quinn. First time I've ever worked with him. He's great.
Colin Quinn, man.
Oh, dude, he's so great.
Remember,
I can't wait to
see
him.
Remote Control.
Yeah,
you older guys that watched the Remote
can't
Control
wait to see
on MTV. That was
do
a
stand-up.
Dude.
I'm really excited and work with him. And then Monday, November 21st, I'll be at Dangerfields in New York City. So if you know any friends in Syracuse or New York City next Monday, tell them, holler at your boy. And I just found out my friend Lana Turner is doing Dangerfields the night before. You may know her touring with Ralphie May. Ralphie May's mother of his children.
Yep.
She's amazing. Really great friend.
She
I hope she's around.
Stuff, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does some music stuff.
She plays guitar.
She does a ridiculous Helen Keller playing guitar. It's so bad and wrong. But you giggle and you feel bad about it. Holler's boy, Lana Turner. The weekend of Thanksgiving, Friday, Black Friday, two amazing shows at Arcade Comedy Theater. And let's just talk about comedy and Arcade, because I know we talk about Arcade a lot. But Friday the 25th after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, 8 p.m., our friend Shannon Norman. I got to get Shannon on this podcast, even though he's not a famous dad or not a dad at all. I'm sure he's had 9 dad scares in his life.
Man.
I'm just kidding, Shans. Shambones. But Shannon has a really funny show called Vidiots, where they show kind of found footage. And it's just so fun. And I'll be doing duo improv with one of the creative directors and owners of Arcade Comedy Theater, Abby Fudor, one of my top 3 funniest women I know in my whole life. And what are the other ones? Missy Marino and Christine Nangle. Those are the 3 funniest women I've ever met that I know. Yeah, so don't worry. They're already tweeting me like, whoa, Abby's the funniest.
Who's
they all argue over it. But yeah, I'll be doing that. I'll also be doing some stand-up, and there'll be some vidiots happening. And 8 p.m. Friday the 25th, Black Friday, and then 10 p.m., Jason and I will be doing our stand-up get-down show. It is getting crazier every month. It's the only stand-up comedy game show in all of the nation. I've checked.
Yeah.
I've checked.
We Googled that.
Yeah. I mean, there's some great shows. I know there's the Roast Battle. That's only a small part of stand-up get-down. There's
just a piece.
The goddamn Comedy Jam. None of them are stand-up slash competition slash party slash get-down. So, yeah, that will be 10 p.m. November 25th. And then Saturday the 26th, I'm headlining 2 shows at one of my favorite clubs in the country. That is Juniors in Erie. So if you know anybody from Erie, it's the first time I'm headlining that club, which is, thank you, Junior. I love that place. You guys coming up?
I'm off. I took the day off. We might roll up.
Sweet guy,
I think
you.
We're rolling up. What are we going to do?
I love it. So, yeah, and then other than that, The first week of December, I'll be in Calgary at the Laugh Shop. That's going to be amazing with Matt Bronger and my friend Mike Paramore. And then I will be in Los Angeles December 14th through the 18th. Put that on your calendar. Various shows. You know, it's always different places. Comedy Store, Laugh Factory, Hollywood Improv, and wherever in between who will put me on shows. Geez. And then what? Then, gosh.
New Year's.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's year at the Improv.
I'll be at the Pittsburgh Improv. But we're doing stand-up get-down December
23rd. Yeah, the 23rd.
Friday, December 23rd is another get-down. So that's, I mean, that blows it out there for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So that's too many promotions. Oh, jeez.
People writing them down.
I'm so obnoxious.
Yeah, you are.
Who
it's all
cares?
About you.
People, you know, who cares where you're performing?
.com.
This is my podcast, growndadbusiness.com. Okay, deal with it. These old people can't get in their car. They can't figure out how a key fob works.
She's the DD.
She's the DD.
Yeah, they just walked out of the loft.
He's turnt from corned beef hash. Other than that, give a shout-out to some of our sponsors. I've been having a good time with Ignite Hospitality Services. Dude, I just went to D.C. and, you know, paid $24 a night for a hotel 15, 20 minutes outside of D.C. I got to explore D.C. last week when I was performing down there. And amazing.
Yeah.
Ignite Hospitality Services, what they do is they barter with hotels for you in exchange for reviews and social media posts. And Adam at Ignite Hospitality Services gets you amazing hotel deals if you're an entertainer or a comedian. So you can find them anywhere, Facebook, Google them, Ignite Hospitality Services. Yeah, and you'll get cheap hotels. It's pretty amazing. Matter of fact, I'm going to New York next week, and I'm staying like 25 minutes away in New Jersey for like $18.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's a decent hotel. They're all like 4 stars and above, like reviews. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's some 3 stars, but they're fine. They're good places. Yeah. It's not like they're putting you in like, you know, 1-star places. Yeah. It's really great. Yeah. You know,
not on the couch at your buddy's house.
Also, if you like this podcast or the other podcast that I do with Sean Collier, You Can't Handle the Truth movie review podcast, these are both sponsored, created and edited by Epicast Network.
Epicast.
Epicast. Go to epiccastnetwork.com/services if you would like to make your own podcast or any information on any kind of podcasting. They know what they're doing. They produce award-winning podcasts, including the Drinking Partners podcast, our friends Ed Bailey and Dave Bracey, City Paper named them, Pittsburgh's favorite podcast. Really rad. They also do video production, live event production, audio engineering. You see that bus that just went past?
Dom needs to clean that up.
Dom will clean that up. Dom will clean that up. Buzzy will deliver it on time. And but yeah, these guys are amazing. They I cannot are. Do this without them because, you know, I just talk into a microphone and then I give them a file. I'm lucky I can barely upload that. But they do live events. They do audio engineering live and in the studio. They do video. They do photography. A lot of the photography you see from like our show, The Stand Up Get Down, some of the pictures of me on stage, that's
good quality.
That's Epicast. That's Buzzy
good,
at Epicast.
Good quality stuff. Got
really great media stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, epicastnetwork.com/services. Check that out. Back to corned beef hash.
Yeah.
That'd be a good improv duo, corned beef hash. Are we going to talk about where you started your love for corned beef hash?
I don't, you know what? I don't know. I think it was actually my start of it was with the old, like you said, in the can. Like, you get it at Giant Eagle or at the supermarket, and you just, yeah, I'm not allowed to have it in the house
you know,
anymore.
I don't like that mashed up corned beef hash.
Yeah.
Like, what we just had here, yeah. It was just basically cubes of corned beef.
It was so tender.
And it was amazing.
It melted.
Yeah, the corned beef hash in the can, dude, is just, it's not, it's kind of dog foody.
Oh, it is. It's horrible.
You know, people love it, and I'm like, this is kind of like dog food.
No, once you get out there and you start making it with pieces of corned beef with real corned beef and making that happen. It's a completely different dish.
I can't remember what city I was in. They had some really good corned beef. I know I probably posted a picture of it, but it was more of like the chipped, you know, shredded corned beef.
Right, right.
And that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was good.
I will take this, what we had today.
Dude, the cubes?
It was, yeah. And
dude,
it was
you can't
so
beat the
good.
Cubes.
It was so tender and yeah, I mean, we both have a love for breakfasts, so it was kind of, you know, common, you know, for us to just be like, hey, let's go get breakfast together and let's talk about breakfasts. And a lot of people came out on Facebook and gave a lot of great suggestions. And I don't know if we're going to do a, you know, ranking system of it at the end and say, you know what, we might do the corned beef challenge for the next 6 months and you just hit a couple different spots.
Well, and I've been to Pamela's. I know people have said Pamela's, but that's kind of like the mush.
I've had Pamela's and it is, it's definitely different than this. And I think the Pamela's, they throw, uh-oh, 5-0, hold down.
How about your boy?
Nope. Ah.
Ambulance.
Good for them.
I'm pretty sure isn't this how like every podcast is in New York City?
Yeah, that's what it feels
all
like.
Of them.
Yeah.
No, like I'm
But Pamela's does an okay job because they also put there's a good bit of vegetable like peppers and onions
It's
got a lot of different
taste
to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was pretty good. They had the little
to come out of the gate if we're gonna talk about corned beef hash and go hit a couple more spots over the next several months.
Good.
And this was setting the bar high and you
this
know
is good.
It's not surprising that Rick would
Things I feel like we've talked about breakfast way too much on this podcast, but like I have that's kinda and I've said before, that's kinda my thing. When I'm on the road, I love discovering, you know, non-chain places to eat breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I always will Google, you know, when I go to Syracuse this week, you know, I will Google best breakfast in Syracuse.
Yeah.
And I will look at the top three or four and I'll decide on which one I want
to
try.
I mean, anytime you're in a town, I mean, to think that you're
my favorite.
You're selling yourself so short if you go to any visiting town, you visit any town and you go to a chain.
I won't do it.
I'm not going to go to a chain.
Well, there's a couple chains I'll go to.
Yeah.
I will always go to Jason's Deli. I've shout out Jason's Deli a bunch.
Okay, yeah, you have.
Because they are a chain. You know, they do have about 25, 30 stores.
Yeah.
But God, I guess.
I was thinking on a bigger level.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Like
of course.
You know, national, you know, commercials, the whole thing. I mean,
right.
When we were in Cleveland and my wife was like, I want barbecue, and we just put in best barbecue in Cleveland.
Absolutely.
And it took me to the best barbecue in Cleveland.
Absolutely.
Hot Sauce Williams.
Yeah, Hot Sauce Williams, which was my nickname in high school.
Last night during dinner, she goes, we just need to go and let's go to Cleveland. Let's go to Hot Sauce Williams. Let's go hit
and then
a
we'll
show
go to,
at Hilarities.
And then we'll go to Hot Sexy Town.
And let's roll over and get some of them tacos to end the night like we did that night.
Oh, yeah. That taco place is good.
That taco place was good. Really good.
But no, like I'm looking through, like, you know, one of my top tens is it was Lake Effect Diner in Buffalo. Because I'm basically looking back at my Instagram, because I wanted to find out where that corned beef was. That, because everyone's like, you got to get that mound of corned beef from this place, and I was like, okay. And then I saw people with it, and I'm like, holy hell, like, that's crazy.
Was it too much though? Was it too much? Because this was the, like, this was the right amount of corned beef.
Yeah, it was too much, because it's a thing where it was just like, it was kind of a shredded, you know, corned beef, but it was like a whole plate, like piles.
Mm, no.
Yeah, it was a pile.
Yeah, I think that's a little much. Yeah. It was a little bit much.
Yeah.
But no, this was the perfect starter, the perfect ratio for us to,
yeah,
the meat to potato, a little bit of onion. I'm not an onion guy, but
good.
I'm telling you, this, they came through and gave us a good suggestion to start this off. So, yeah, it was a fun time. That's all we wanted to do.
This is all we're going to do. We're going to talk about breakfast a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I got to go.
He's got to go to a parent-teacher conference.
Yeah, parent-teacher day.
I hung that up.
No, this is a good little quick episode.
It's done. Yeah, just to say hi to everybody.
I feel like promotions were longer than about
it
breakfast.
It was a long promotion.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
That's all right. This episode is just going to be called Corned Beef Hash.
It's your show. You do what the hell you want to do.
Corned Beef Brothers? Corned Beef Dads?
Corned Beef Dads.
Corned Beef Dads.
I don't know. That was my stripper name in high school.
In high school?
Yeah.
Did you get a worker's permit?
I had to. Yeah. My dad signed off on it. He's like, go make your money, kid.
I like Corned Beef Dads. Okay, yeah. That's good. That's a good title for this.
We might do some different things.
Hey, check out ignitehospitalityservices.com, epicastnetwork.com/services. Yeah.
Square Cafe.
Check out Square Cafe and Regent Square in Pittsburgh if you're from around here.
Yeah.
And go to my calendar, aaronkleiber.com or growndadbusiness.com. Follow your heart, whatever. Yeah, we're out of here.
That's it.
Look at this.
You got chores to do.
21-minute podcast, bro.
I'm going to go break leave. Okay. Goddamn bad.
Here we are.
Boom.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.